Good morning, Jake.
Hey, Mike, how the heck are you today, man?
Great, man. Speaking of morning and some stuff, I want to dive in with talking about making your bed. And I'm going to segue that into the hellacious week that you and I have had in terms of the little things. So I was talking to a client of mine. Her name is Patty Alpert Cohen, and she wrote this book called Teach to Work. It's about mentoring, and it's a fantastic book. I'm not getting anything for talking about it. I love Patty and I love her work. I highly recommend it. He wrote an article, and she was pulling from this book by the Admiral William H. McRaven called Make Your Bed. And the gist of this book, I actually ordered it. I did a little research on it, and I'm so excited about it that I wanted to like bring it up on Disruption because this dude is pretty slick. I believe this guy was in charge of the Navy SEALs, and I think he got Hussein and maybe had something to do with bin Laden as well. So this guy's a pretty accomplished person in terms of getting things done. So back to Patty. She was talking about how she wrote this article and featured this book. So I started doing a little deep dive, and it's a little contraindicative in terms of a big push these days in our industry is do the hardest thing first, get up, brush the hardest thing, block out all this time. Don't do this. Don't do cold plunges. You got to tackle the deepest, hardest thing first. And this way you'll make millions and be successful. I say bull bleep on that one. I'm saying, you know what? That's for somebody that doesn't have any kids, that's living in a bubble, that only has one way to think. I love doing the small things, getting the old pump going, and then transitioning into big things. So why don't you and I cover a little bit of that thought process, how to avoid some ADHD pitfalls, and let's like give everybody a highlight of the like the crazy week that you and I just went through.
So there's this another again, you know, like you always pick these huge topics. There's no way we're gonna bury it all in like 25 minutes, but God
I
save us
can't.
for trying to get the loop closed. So one thing that I want to like, I think they're two different things. I think that do the really biggest, hardest thing first is one thing. And I think do all the small things that you have to do that set your day up habitually. I think they're two different things. And this is my opinion. This is where I'm going to come at this from, is like from a time blocking standpoint, like 9 to 5, let's just block that chunk of ground out in there. That's when you go, okay, at 9 o'clock, I need to do the hardest thing that I would need to do during that time. I would say that that is true. And there's a whole thing, a whole backstage, a giant amount of moving parts that happen before 9 o'clock. So I think that's where this conversation comes from a concept standpoint of, I think it's not blown, it's not bull crap, right? We do have to do that hard thing first sometimes. That's true. It's a proven, but I think these are two different conversations. So I just want to like separate that out for the audience. So as we talk about this, Make Your Bed, which I remember this book from years ago. It came out about the same time as Remember the Ice. Like there was all these really great little titles that were coming up, kind of like when I'm trying to remember at the Country Music Awards about the time these came out. I'm going way off topic here, but there was a set of bands that everybody had these one word names in the bands, and it was about the same time that this particular set of authors came out with this Remember the Ice, Make Your Bed, and they came up with, and it was a brilliant time, like of really distilling down and getting to the 100-proof stuff, like really distilling it down to that space. And I really appreciated that. So from this particular book, the Make Your Bed concept, this is totally true. There's another one that rolled out about the same time that was Miracle Morning. Miracle Morning was another one that rolled out about that same time. And it goes ballistic into this particular topic. But it's the very simple things of setting yourself up so that you are the best possible version of you every day. Now, the same is true in your business, the same is true in your family, the same is true in every aspect of your life. It's these little critical things. So the concept of Make Your Bed, why does he go here? And Like, I have fought my kids on this tooth and nail since they were little kids. Tooth and nail. Just make your bed. I make my bed every single morning. Like, my feet barely hit the floor. I'm reaching for the covers and I'm pulling them up over the pillow and I'm making my side of the bed. It's not that hard, but it's one of those things that starts. And then you drink your glass of water, right? That you've set out. You drink your glass of water. Why do we drink the glass of water? Because it balances our system. It recreates our pH. It just sets us up in the right way for the morning. And these are just those little, they're not little though. These are those consistent, that's the right word, consistent habits that turn us into the best version of ourselves throughout the day. So the make your bed, you feel better. You make your bed. It looks good. You start to shore yourself up as a human being when you do that. Because if you just like whip the covers off and go, raging out of bed in the morning and you stomp across the floor, how the hell does the rest of your day go? It's a train wreck as it moves forward. So these are those grounding tactics as I see them. Am I even close to where you're headed with this today, Mike?
Yeah, you're pretty close. You know, I'm thinking there is, if I have to distill this all down, I have to think there's simple tasks to get you going. And there's also slow tasks to get you off track. So let's bring in tempo, sense of urgency, and pace. I'll give you guys an example. It was a brutal couple days. I was on the road doing some things with some coaching clients out of town, and I had to kind of go back and forth a little bit more than normal, and sleep was a little away. I had some extraneous kid things. Logistics were kind of a nightmare. So last night, I wanted to be productive, and I wanted to do a relatively low-energy task to set myself up for today, because I had a huge list today. I knew we were filming and wanted to bring it up, bring it strong, and get things like right. So I took 3 fishing rods and set up a freshwater hook system. I'm not an expert fisherman. My kids aren't expert fishermen, yet they want to fish. So I had these 3 rods. I had them re-spooled. I said, okay, I laid them out on the table, and I just dialed the rods in so that later today, after we do our training, physical training, we can all go fishing. It felt really good. I did the rods, went to bed. I woke up today, and I just felt like, wow, I accomplished a major thing. I felt crisp, ready to go. I sprung out of bed. I'm like, I am dialed in. I closed an open loop. I did a low energy task that still forwarded me to a task where this afternoon, time is really tight for me and the kids. So it's a lot going on. So right along this General McCraven here, or Admiral McCraven.
Yeah, careful on that one. You'll get adjusted.
I know. You know what? The truth is, if he wants to reach out, you can reach out and correct me, sir. I would be happy to entertain a conversation with you.
Right.
I would love it, as a matter of fact, and I'd be honored. We are talking about your book. So it to me, there's doing it slowly. And last night I took my time. Now, audience, please don't go into a pitfall of I'm going to have a 45-minute routine in the morning, and then I'm going to kind of get my day started with a small task, and then I'm going to do the hard task. You know, all of a sudden you're now BSing yourself into procrastination and avoidance. There's kind of an art form here. So I want to back up a second, and I want to talk a little bit about how we repack the small tasks for the guild. And I think right now is a good time to talk about the guild. So as you guys see the pop-up, this is about the time of our broadcast. Jake, let's extend this session on the guild really quick. So what Jake and I have created for you guys is a coaching platform and a network that you can get access to us and like-minded individuals that will help you further your business. But what we did this week is we relocated everything into a central platform, and then we upgraded a bunch of things. Plus we added a few more bonuses. So Jake, why don't you talk about this in just a real plain way? Let's not try to sell the guild here. I literally am proud of these 10,000 beds we made this week, mostly you.
Nice.
Well, let's talk about this hotel, Jake, and let's talk about a little bit of the process about what we did to get to the Guild and get where the Guild is right now.
So we do. We've got a team too. I'd love to take. Yeah, I was kind of in front of it, right? I would say this week I was probably running more down drill sergeant land is where I was from, you know, a leadership perspective. This week was very much command and control, not a lot of trust and inspire. Sometimes that's it goes that way. It ebbs and flows a little bit. And we had to switch platforms. The platform we were using did not serve our members the way our members wanted to be served. That's the way it comes right down to it. Like literally the members are like, this is crap. Okay, they did not like the platform we were on. So we made a switch, which is it's not a small task. It's not a, you know, one-stop shop. It's not a let's do it really, really quick. This took a really huge amount of effort throughout the week. And on top of that, this week was a book launch too. So we were also doing that. So we had that to play with as well. And we both are doing the things that we're living our lives as well. So you have to get up and you have to say, all right, I've got to do my 5-minute stretching routine because that's the one that gets my head in space to be able to do the thing right. I've got to have, you know, my gallons of water handy so that I am staying hydrated, so I'm staying focused. I have to set an alarm on my phone, and it's right there. I have to set an alarm that says eat, so I will stop and I will add fuel to the system so that you can keep going. So, I mean, the stuff that we built within the Guild, and I did some video promos, and I'll share this one with you too, of the truth is everything you need to know, every resource you need to acquire, every PDF download you need to get, you can get it free on the internet. You bet. You can go out there and you can hunt it down. You can take your time. You can do all those things. Or you could join a community that already did all that. And you just be part of that. And you could go by yourself. You can try to run on your own in business. And we can both tell you that sucks. Running too long on your own sucks. It's brutal. Like the reason we made it through this week, we have each other to feed off of, to be able to go, hey, I need you to flip you this piece of leverage. I need you to do this week. Mike does the same for me. We flip things to our team. We flip them to our web designers. We flip them to our social media people. We flip them to our admin people. We try to support each other to build what we could do. There is no way I will be 100% honest and transparent. I could not have on my own this week made the migration and built what we built this week. Impossible. Could not have done it. Absolutely could not have done it. And back to the book of making your bed. It had to be we had to be focused. You had to do the small things. You had to do the slow tasks. You know, there are moments. This is supposed to be a technology-free month for me as a general rule. This is supposed to be a technology-free month for me.
That's because, you know, that's because I'm in your life and I'm just...
I know. Yeah, you're a troublemaker. But the reality is we're making the choice at this moment. We're making the choice. So where it's not a technology-free month, I have to choose technology-free moments. I have to dutifully put everything to the side, turn all the power off, turn the cameras off, turn the phone off, put it to the side, and go outside. And I mean, everybody knows most of the time the thing that I'm doing when I'm going outside, I'm probably going to go shoot my bow. So I'm going to go work on my bow. I'm going to go out. I'm going to hike through the ranch. I'm going to do something to reset my brain. I'm not just going to take the next month off and say, hey, man, see you later. I'll be back. I would love to do that. But that's not where I am right now. So from the make your bed, it's got to be something small. It's got to be something simple. And that's what we're working on in the Guild, is making sure we're all going together. That's what we've built, is this device with which to all go there together.
So let's talk about a small task. So how many courses did we upload in back in the Guild? And guys, this is not a pitch for the Guild. This is literally on topic of small tasks, right? So we had these courses and we had some of this information in our private Facebook group, but we went off of we still have the private Facebook group, but we went off to another service. And I mean, think about it. How much artwork, how many courses did we upload? How many video courses did we upload? piece by piece by piece by piece by piece. You know, when we talk about the details, right? If we don't go through this or oversee this painful process, we can't have anything that we're delivering. So think about how many courses did we put back there?
53. Yep. And then, so here's a time on task over time thing. We didn't build all those courses yesterday and then upload them all into this space. All of these courses, all of these workshops, all of these workbooks, all, like Michael said, all of the artwork, all of the extra videos that went into all of those didn't get built overnight. That was time on task over time. That was, you know, if we just, again, distill this down, I think we're both on this spot. We were actually talking to a potential sponsor that's a startup whiskey distiller. So I think that's where the conversation is coming from with the language. So, but if you distill it down, like it was the, okay, today I need to record a 2-minute video that describes this thing. Tomorrow I need to record a 5-minute video that does this thing. Time on task over time. All of these things got built over the course of, honestly, about 2 years. All of these things, it was about a 2-year build to be where we are. Are we still building more things? Of course, we're building more things. And guess what's still in my calendar? Like this morning, I recorded 2-minute videos to upload to a specific space. That's what you do. That's right there with the make your bed. Now, did it feel monumental this week? And I was telling Michael earlier that I've been at this space before. I've lived here before. I know, I recognize the feeling that I currently have. Like I'm paying attention to it. This is I refer to it as a wave break. This is that spot. And you've all watched a wave come in, whether you're freshwater, saltwater, doesn't matter. You've seen a wave come in and there's a spot where the wave builds and the wave builds and the wave builds and you get ready to watch it.
Yeah.
Great. That's that white caps, you know, the wave breaks over the top. And we're in a space in our universe right now that we're at that wave break. And this is a spot, like in a marathon, you call it the wall. And this is a spot where I have watched clients do it. I have watched me do it once upon a time. And I recognize where we are in this spot. And I think this is exactly from a coaching perspective. And this is where I want Mike to coach me a little bit. We're at the wave break. We're there. I'm at this particular space to where a few episodes we talked about fight and flight. This is right here, right where the wave breaks. I have a decision to make. We're there. I can keep going. Or I am wiped out, exhausted, beat up, emotionally drained. Take your pick, define it however you want. Screw it. I'm going to throw my hands out and abandon ship. I have done this before. I have been here. I know I have clients that have been here. And so this is the point of this make your bed space. Like, when we're ready to hit the panic button, and in my world, sometimes that panic button's about 4 foot across and it's really easy to jump on it, right? When you're ready to hit it right at the wave break, what do we need to do? What's the recommendation as we get into this make your bed concept a little deeper? How do we cool our jets? How do we chill the F out and just go, it's okay. It's okay. You know you're here. You can do it. You can finish it. You can keep going. What do you find in your coaching, Mike?
Well, if I have to look at what you just said, I take a look at taking that pan back for a second, take the drone up high and pan out of the forest for a minute at all these little tasks and pan back. And this is for the audience, you know, when you want to. First of all, I want you in the audience to take yourself in a space where you're sitting in a camp around a campfire and you've been living in this spot for a while and it's time to get out of that camp. You've done all you can in this space and you're saying, okay, man, I don't know exactly which way is north, south, east, or west. You know, I want you to take that mental spot and climb a tree and pop your head out of the top of the forest for a minute, look around. That moment is when you pan back for a second and you get the details of the landscape above what you're doing for a moment. You could be the loudest person in the forest, but if you're not around anybody, they don't know what you're doing. You're so squared away in your space, you fail to realize the world has yet to recognize. But when the world does recognize, and here's going to be this delta, it's going to be no big deal for you because you're already doing what you're doing. It's all there. It's all refined. It's all there. It's not going to be perfect, but it's not going to be anything new. You're an overnight success waiting to happen because it's not overnight. You're still doing what you're doing. That perspective doesn't change. What has to change is this perspective of now, am I doing the little tasks to gain awareness and gain awareness and gain awareness for my brand? So now maybe it's narrowing down onto one track from a coaching perspective, looking at the metrics of how far out am I getting, not forcing it. Sometimes people get radical. They go off script. They start getting a little erratic. No. You organize, you go above the cloud cover, you figure out you need to go east, and you go east. And then everything's revolving around going east, going east, going east, going east, until you get to that next level. And that clearing happens, and all of a sudden, there you are. There's 10,000 customers. There's the influx of accolades, the appreciation, the flow. Then you're now on a different wavelength. It's not new. You're not a startup. There's that coaching piece. So when you get tired, you go higher and longer. That's usually when I think someone's a little tired is they haven't panned back enough. They haven't looked far enough down the road. It's too stuck in the details.
Yep. I think that's fair. Yeah. And I think that's totally fair. So what I'm hearing you say, It's true. When we are so blinded, we are pigeonholed into some tasks. We can allow ourselves to not for the good, mind you. What happens is we allow ourselves to just stay focused on that minutia stuff, and we're losing sight of the vision, of the purpose, of the long game. Because you have to pick. I'll give you the example, and everybody has done this. And if they haven't, you're lying. You've been driving down the road, and like suddenly you'll like look around and go, "Man, how'd I get here?" Like you will not understand. Like you remember 30 minutes ago, but you just now, you know, like it feels like you were asleep during that time. You were absolutely elsewhere, and you just woke up in this space, and it kind of freaked you out a little bit. I think the same is true. Sometimes we get that in our business. We get that way in our personal lives. We get pigeonholed down into this spot of just focusing so hard on trying to get this one thing. Well, you do. You've got to look up and you've got to look around. You've got to back up and go, okay, let's back up this path a little ways, just far enough so that you can go, okay, did I deviate from the course? I'm clearly still trying to go there, but I'm aiming off a little bit here. So I've got to make those course corrections, and then I can come back and I can bring it over here. But I think that's absolutely the right advice in that. So from a technique standpoint, like I recognize the feeling. I recognize it. I know it. I felt it before. I know it is time for me to back up and go, okay, I'm not going to catch this wave. Like, I'm not going to keep paddling. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to back off. And I'm going to go, where's that reef? Oh, okay. Yeah, good. I need to pay attention to that reef. So I need to actually go a little bit over here. I recognize that's where I'm at. How, what have you seen before? What do you use to help? Like, how do you recognize it? I mean, we know we've done this. We've done it long enough. We know. But what can we leave the audience with that they can go, Here's what you need to know. Now back up and look around. How do establish, they know they're there?
Establish what is good enough for the stage you're in. Establish what some type of metrics are, and establish your rechecking in with the overall mission. If you have your entire 7-room house to clean and you're so stuck on the grout of the bathroom shower and you can't even pull back from there, I'll give you a tip. We've got about 30 seconds before we got to pound. Yep. Walk out of that room, spin around a few minutes, walk back in, and you're going to realize, damn, this bathroom is clean. I need to move on. It's clean. Did you miss something? Maybe. But go. Establish new metrics and be mature enough and in control enough to rely on those metrics. Jake, I believe we're out of time, man. So if you guys want to catch more, go to the Guild, total-disruption.com. We'll see you guys next time. My name is Michael Bursey on behalf of Jake Clendenning. You guys have a great one.
We'll see you on the other side, guys.